I'm sorry, Mr. Gar. I'm too fat.
Kanto blinked, taken aback.
Huh?
Larry hung his head.
I'm too fat. Everyone says so. I'm a fatty, fatty, fat, fat. I'm sorry I couldn't keep going. You mad?
Kanto shifted uncomfortably. The kid looked on the brink of tears. Killer alien lizards he could handle. Crying children? Not so much.
Hey. No, I'm not mad. It's fine. Seriously. And who calls you fat?
Everyone. My dad? The kids at school?
He shrugged again, then raised his head.
Not Dinia, though. She tells the other kids to stop, but, well, they don't always listen.
Oh. Okay.
Kanto felt a pang of something. Guilt or regret, maybe. He hadn't said anything to Larry about being fat, but he definitely thought it. Dinia, on the other hand, he awkwardly rested a hand on Larry's shoulder.
So, you should just ignore those people. And don't worry about the stairs. Everyone has their own, you know, things they find difficult, but also things they're good at.
Larry's face brightened just a little.
What do you think I'm good at, Mr. Gar?
In hindsight, Kanto should probably have been prepared for that. His mouth flapped open and closed a few times as he looked Larry up and down.
Well, I mean, where to start? For one thing, you have,
Kanto's sense of relief when the doors flew open and lots of people with guns rushed in was immense. People pointing guns at him was far more familiar territory. He pushed Larry behind him and quickly calculated the odds. They weren't bad, but weren't great either. 12 uniformed station security officers had him in their sights. He could feasibly take them all down without a shot being fired, but there was a reasonably high chance of a few blasters being fired wildly, which meant a reasonably high chance of Larry being hit. Short of shoving the boy down the stairs, there wasn't much Kanto could do to protect him, and it was a long fall to the landing below.
Freeze! You're under arrest!